Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Going to do our randomised team for, round for finals week two. So based on all the teams that are left, so we take out the Sydney Roosters and the South Sydney Rabbitohs. I mentioned yesterday that we do it off the four teams that are playing. Just going to be a little bit too difficult. So we will do the six teams that are remaining. So we will include the Penrith Panthers and the North Queensland Cowboys. So if you are going to pick a player from one of the four teams that are running out this weekend, it has to be from their starting team as of this weekend. So one of the guys that is 100% on their team list as it stands right now. So for example, Adam Elliott, you would not be able to pick him from the Canberra Raiders. Katoa from the Cronulla Sharks, you would also not be able to pick. So you have to keep them in mind. Tom Burgess also wouldn't be able to pick him. So it has to be someone playing this weekend or a player from the North Queensland Cowboys or the Penrith Panthers. As for every other team, if we pull a card from that team, you will have to pick a player that at some point throughout that club's history has represented either the Parramatta Eels, the Canberra Raiders, the Cronulla Sharks, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, the Penrith Panthers, or the North Queensland Cowboys. So it is going to test your footy knowledge, and it's going to test my footy knowledge as well. We will do this over the next few weeks, so it will get more and more interesting as we go, and more difficult as well. So we'll hopefully we're able to complete this, because it will get very, very tough. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. I think it's going to be tough today. So just a reminder, 1 to 13, you have to pick guys in their positions. Once you pick someone, you cannot move them. Once you put them in a spot, you have to keep them there. Jersey 14 is a utility, 15, 16, a middle forward, 17 is an edge back rower. And then jersey 18, 19, 20, they are an extended squad. So a utility outside back, a utility forward, and a utility spine player. You guys know the rules by now. We will read out the card, and then you have to pick a player from that team, and if it's a team that is not playing this weekend or still alive in the competition, I should say, you'll have to pick a player from that team that we select that has at some point represented one of the six teams that are still alive. So there will be a mix of modern day players that are still playing finals footy from the six teams left, and then players from the past or current players that have played for one of these six teams. So it will be interesting. Let's get into our first pack of cards. As we open those, guys, remember, we have got Guru merchandise still available on the website. We'll be closing, I would say, in the next 48 hours or so. So rugbyleagueguru.com.au if you would like to cop some merch there. They are selling pretty quickly there. And there will be items that will start to be sold out tomorrow, I think. If you're looking for a large t-shirt, you'd want to get in pretty quick because they have gone like fucking hotcakes. It's been unbelievable. All right, let's kick it off. Our very first card is from the New Zealand Warriors. It is Gerard Beal. So we have to pick a player from the New Zealand Warriors. Player from the Warriors that has played for one of these clubs. Makes it very, very interesting. You'll have to think off the top of your head here. Or you guys can obviously you guys can pause this podcast if you would like, and then you can do a bit of Google research and have a look and see who you want to pick. But I'm going to try and do it live. And I'm actually going to pick a modern day player. I'm going to pick Isaiah Papali'i, and I'm going to pick him in the back row. Obviously played for the Warriors a couple of years ago. Hopefully you guys are able to do a bit of research and find someone a little bit better, well, potentially someone better, but he's been pretty damn good, IPAP. Other guys that I thought of, Wade McKinnon, Nigel Vanganar. Who else have we got? Nigel Vanganar, Isaiah Papali'i. Brent Tate's another one you could have picked as well. So a couple of options there from the New Zealand Warriors, but that's the one that I've gone for. Our next card is James Graham from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. James Graham's just launched his own podcast over the last few weeks. I actually haven't had time to listen myself yet, but I've seen a couple of features on social media and it looks really good, so I'm going to have to get stuck into it soon. But we need a player from the St. George Illawarra Dragons that has played for one of these teams in the past. Straight away, I thought of Jamie Soward, who obviously represented the Penrith Panthers. More recently, your Paul Vaughns, Joel Thompson, Normie, obviously. Matt Pryor, he played for the Sharkies as well, be a good little get. Jeremy Smith played for the Sharkies as well, be a nice little get. But I think I've got a centre picked out that I'm going to go for here, and I'm leaning towards the great Josh Morris. So I'm going to pick J-Moz in the center position. I'm sure there'll be a lot of guys you can choose from there between those clubs, but I'm going to go with J-Moz. He's going to be my pick there. All right, our next card is Russell Packer from the West Tigers. We need to pick a player from the West Tigers. Obviously, you've got few options here. Chris Hyington, for example, played for the Tigers, also played for the Sharkies. Bo Ryan during that period as well. Andrew Fifita could be a nice little pick there. But I think the obvious one with the South Sydney Rabbitohs still in contention here, I think it has to be Benji Marshall for me. So I will pick Benji at 5'8". Obviously played for South Sydney and for the West Tigers. So Benji Marshall, he gets a gig in my sight at 5'8". Our next card is from the North Queensland Cowboys, Michael Morgan. So we get to pick a player from the current North Queensland Cowboys side. Val Holmes, very appealing in the center spot. Reece Robson, Chaddy Townsend, Jason Taumalolo, Ruben Cotter. Plenty of options here, but I think I am going to have to go with Jason Taumalolo, and I'm going to pick him in the front row. I think I can find myself a sneaky 13 a little bit later. So Jason Taumalolo, he is my pick based off the Michael Morgan card from the North Queensland Cowboys. Our next card is Faces of the Game, Tevita Sarte. I don't actually remember Tevita, unfortunately. Not sure where his career ended up. Wasn't that long ago. But that is from the New Zealand Warriors. We need to pick another player from the New Zealand Warriors. We already went for Isaiah Papali'i. I'm going to take this opportunity to pick from the Warriors a winger. I'm going to take Brent Tate. Could also play in the center slot, but I'm going to pick him as a winger. I think I can find better centers a little bit further down the track. So Brent Tate, here's my pick from the New Zealand Warriors on the wing. Our next card is, fuck, unbelievable, Adam Blair from the New Zealand Warriors. This is really going to test all of you guys out there and your knowledge of the New Zealand Warriors. So hopefully there are a couple of Kiwis out there or Warriors fans who can really excel in this one, because a lot of people will really struggle with these ones. So Adam Blair from the New Zealand Warriors, I'm going to go for Nigel Vanganar. I'm going to pick him as the centre to partner Josh Morris. One of the greats, Nigel Vanganar, played in the very early parts of his career for the New Zealand Warriors. I think they were the Auckland Warriors. Then he actually started there, went to England. Then I think he came back. Then I think he went to England again. Then he popped up at Canterbury all of a sudden and absolutely killed it there. So Nigel Vanganar, he's going to be my pick from the New Zealand Warriors. If we get any more from the Warriors, I could find myself in a little bit of curry. But we will cross that bridge when it comes. Our next card is Cameron Smith from the Melbourne Storm. So we need to pick a player from the Melbourne Storm who has played for one of the teams that is still running around. And straight away, Greg Inglis, he is going to be my guy. I think he's the most obvious one to choose there. So Greg Inglis, I've already got J-Moz and Vanganar in the centers, so I could pick him on the wing if I wanted to, but I think that's a little bit dodgy. So I'm going to pick GI at fullback, and I haven't done too badly there. You could pick him at 5'8", too, if you would like. You could pick him on the wing if you want, I guess, but I'm going to pick GI at fullback there. He's my pick from the Melbourne Storm. Our next card is Sia Soliola from the Canberra Raiders. So the Raiders still in the comp as it stands right now, so we have to pick a player from their squad that is running out this weekend. Just having a look at what I need. I think Tapanahi is the form player in this side at the moment, and I only got one front row at the moment, so I'm going to go with Taumalolo and Joey Tapanahi. I assume that most of you will go for Joe Tapanahi. You might want to pick him on the bench if you've already got front row forwards, but I doubt you do. Our next card is Ash Taylor from the Gold Coast Titans. So we need to pick a player from the Gold Coast Titans that has represented one of the six remaining clubs here. Now, quite a few options here, obviously. Scotty Prince, he comes to mind for me, played for the North Queensland Cowboys. Preston Campbell played for the Penrith Panthers. Gavin Cooper played for the Cowboys. Matty Rogers, he played for the Cronulla Sharks. So plenty of options here, but I did say a little bit earlier that I ideally would like to fill my 13 jersey, and I'm going to take this opportunity to pick Greg Bird in my 13 jersey. Greg Bird played for the Gold Coast Titans, also played for the Cronulla Sharks. Greg Bird of putting his knee through Shane Martini's face fame. All right, our next card is from the Manly Seagulls, Joel Thompson. So we could actually pick Joel Thompson himself as he played for the Canberra Raiders. He might not be a bad little pick in the back row. Joel Thompson, very underrated. But plenty of guys to pick from here. Looking at guys like Willie Mason, Brent Kite played for the Panthers. Chuck Watmo went and played for Parramatta. Gifty, he played for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, kind of leaning towards him as it stands right now. If you need a six, Kieran Foran, he could be a decent little option. Obviously played for Parramatta. Just trying to think of other guys that you could pick here. Obviously, Clint Gutherson as well. He came from the Manly Seagulls. I'm going to go for Gifty, though, and I'm going to pick him in the back row. Played a lot at 13, but also played a lot on the edge as well. So Glenn Stewart, he's going to be my guy from the Manly Seagulls. Obviously played the back end of his career with the South Sydney Rabbitohs. And that is pack number one done and dusted. So what I've got at fullback, Greg Inglis. On the wing, Brent Tate. Jay Moles and Nigel Vunganar make up my centers with Benji Marshall at six. Every single one of those players is past players, obviously. Jason Taumalolo in the front row with Joey Tapanahi. Then I've got Glenn Stewart in the back row with Isaiah Papali'i and Greg Bird locking the scrum at 13. So my starting players, I still need a winger, I need a halfback, I need a hooker, which is going to be really, really important to make sure I get good guys there. And then I've still got my entire bench to fill and my extended. So plenty more to come here. Hopefully we can pull some good cards here, and hopefully we're done with New Zealand Warriors respectfully to you guys. It's just getting a little bit difficult. All right. Let's have a look at our next set of cards and see what we've got. Our very first card is from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. It is their checklist cards. We've got to pick a player from the Bunnies. They obviously take on the Sharkies this weekend. So I need a winger. I need a seven. So Ilias, probably not my guy. Damien Cook, he could be my guy. I need a winger as well. AJ wouldn't be a bad little pick there. Latrell, I think he played a little bit of wing when he was at the Roosters, but I don't think it's really fair to pick Latrell on the wing. So I'm probably looking at Damien Cook, or could maybe pick an Alex Johnson. Campbell Graham's played a lot of wing throughout his career as well. You go to their forward pack, Colin Mutungi, Jai Arrow, Cam Murray. He might not be a bad little pick on my bench, actually. I'm going to go for, or should I go Damien Cook? No, I'm going to pick Cam Murray in jersey 17, so he can be sort of my back rower on my bench. I think he's the best player in that football team that I can fit into my team. So I'll take Cam Murray from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Our next card is Nathan Cleary from the Penrith Panthers. So I can pick any player that is running out for the Panthers this weekend. I haven't got a halfback at the moment. I'm going to take the man on the card himself, Nathan Cleary. I think he's the best option to take there to get a superstar in the seven. What about this spine? Cleary, Benji, GI, still waiting for our hooker and Greg Bird at 13. Pretty damn handy. All right, our next card is the great Joey Manu from the Sydney Roosters. So we need to pick a player from the Chooks who has played for one of these teams as well, one of these six teams that are left. So this one's going to be a test for me, although I know who I want to pick. Brad Fittler, he's my automatic guy that I want to go for. He will probably be my 14 here, Freddie. As far as my winger that I could pick, just thinking off the top of the head, I could go for a Blake Ferguson, could go for a Matty Singh. Plenty of options there that I could go for. Hookers, I'm just trying to think if there's any real standout hookers. Craig Wing. Oh, could pick Craig Wing at 9. Or do I back myself to find a better 9 a little bit later? I think if I've got the opportunity to pick Freddie in my team, I have to fit him in somewhere. So I'm going to pick Freddie as my utility jersey 14 there. Brad Fittler. All right, our next card, unbelievable, David Fusatua. So Fusatua from the New Zealand Warriors. So we need to pick another Warrior. I've already got Brent Tate. I've already got Isaiah Papali'i. I've already got Nigel Vangana. Just looking at other guys that I could actually select here. Just having a look through the sides if there's anyone that has previously played for the Warriors that is still running around for one of these teams. Chad Townsend, if I didn't have a halfback, could have obviously picked Chad if I would have liked. Tane Milne, I think he spent some time over there at the Warriors as well. No one really jumping out at me from these teams. I think we'll have to dig a little bit further into the past, to be honest with you, which is a little bit of a worry. Yeah, it's looking grim. All right, so Sean Lane. I could pick Sean Lane, but I've already got back rowers. He doesn't really fit into my team as far as what I need. Very, very tough, this one. Okay, so I need a New Zealand Warriors player. I need a winger. Maybe like a Wade McKinnon. I could pick him there. He could fill a role there. Trying to think of guys live here is very, very tough. Parramatta Eels players. Canberra Raiders players. Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. My player from the New Zealand Warriors that I'm going to go for is a former Canberra Raider, and I'm going to pick him on the bench. It will be Ruben Wiki. Obviously played for the Canberra Raiders, was a young centre-back then, finished his career at the New Zealand Warriors as a front rower. Hopefully that is the last Warriors card because I cannot deal with a fucking another one. Surprised I forgot about Ruben Wiki a little bit earlier, and I'm sure there'll be guys that I'll mention here that you guys will forget, or guys you're probably screaming at your phones, your cars, whatever you might be listening on that I've forgotten as well. Our next card is Jakey Clifford from the North Queensland Cowboys. We need to pick a player from the Cowboys. Straight away, I do need a winger and I need a 9, so I need to fill one of these spots right now, in my opinion. Reece Robson would be good, but I just don't think I can leave Val Holmes out. Played a heap of wing throughout his career, won a comp there, played a lot of Origin and for the Kangaroos. So Val Holmes, he's going to be my pick from the North Queensland Cowboys, and I'm going to pick him on the wing. So that pretty much fills my back line. We're in desperate need of a 5'8 here, though. All right, our next card is Jermaine Isacco from the Brisbane Broncos. So here's an opportunity to pick a 9. Could go with a Sean Berrigan. He wouldn't be a bad little pick there. I'd be pretty stoked if I managed to get Berrigan. Who else could I pick from the Broncos? Just thinking about Glenn Lazarus. Geez, hard to turn down. I think I might go with Glenn Lazarus. I might pick him on my bench as another middle. Glenn Lazarus on my bench to join Ruben Wiki and Cam Murray. What a fucking bench. Good God. And Freddie. Oh, ferocious. All right, let's have a look at the Cronulla Sharks. The card is Andrew Fifita. So you have to pick a player from the Sharkies. Now, this is where it gets interesting. We've only got 4 cards left, and all I need is a 9, an 18, a 19, and a 20. So if I do not pick Blake Brayley, for example, I'm going to have to rely on someone else to come a little bit later, which is where it might get a little bit tough. But do I think I can do better than Blake Brayley? Potentially, but I'm running a big, big risk here, obviously. So I'm tossing it up. I really am. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do here. I think I might leave Blake Brayley. I think I might come back to him a little bit later. But who can I find that's better to put in this side? So I need coverage for my extended bench. Maybe Nico Hines. He could be the perfect guy to grab there as coverage for my spine. I think I'm going to take Hines, jersey 18, coverage for my spine. Probably a bit of a risk not taking Blake Brayley. I might come to regret that one. We will see. Our next card, that's not going to help me, is Curtis Scott from the Melbourne Storm. The Melbourne Storm out of contention, so I need to pick a player that has represented the Melbourne Storm but has also represented one of these teams, and this is where it's going to get very, very tough. No hooker standing out to me. Of course, they've only had one hooker over the last 20-odd fucking years, and their only other hooker has been Brandon Smith, who hasn't played for anyone else, and their only other hooker has been Harry Grant, who also hasn't played for anyone else. So very, very tough here. No one really standing out to me. I could shove like a Brett Camorley in at 9, but I don't think that's really fair. Yeah, tough. All right, I'm going to pick from the Melbourne Storm. I'm going to pick a player that has played for one of these clubs and the Melbourne Storm. I'm going to pick him on my bench as coverage from my forwards. It's going to be Dale Finucane. He's going to be my player there that I'm going to take. We're getting very desperate here, guys. Very, very desperate. All right, our next card is Daniel Saifiti from the Newcastle Knights. All right, now we do need a hooker. We are getting desperate here. Haven't looked through the history of the Newcastle Knights. Obviously, Danny Medeiros did not represent another club. Jaden Brayley. Jaden Brayley becomes interesting. He obviously has played for the Cronulla Sharks. I just turned down Blake Brayley. I might be forced to take Jaden here simply because I have no one else. Kurt Mann's played a bit of nine and played for the Melbourne Storm. Could go him, but I'm sort of leaning towards Brayley. We turned down Blake. We're going to take Jaden Brayley at nine. Not overly stoked with how that's turned out, but if I get to my next card without knowing who it is and there's just no option there, that will absolutely kill me. So I'm going to play a straight bat and go with Jaden Brayley at nine. Our very last card is Lachlan Lewis. Haven't seen that one in a while. Lachlan Lewis from the Canterbury Bulldogs. So I need to fill my last extended bench spot. I've got Nico Hines, who's coverage for my spine. Dale Finucane, who is coverage for my forward pack. So I need an outside back from the Canterbury Bulldogs to pick here. This one will be interesting. I need an outside back from the Bulldogs who has represented one of these clubs. This will be very interesting. Okay. Now, straight away, the one that I thought of was Nigel Vunganar. Can't obviously pick him. I've already got him in my side, so I have to pick it based on someone else that has played in a different side. This is tough. I'm just having a look through the teams as they stand right now to see if any of these guys have played for the Canterbury Bulldogs. Nick Kotrick, I could obviously pick him as coverage for my outside backs. That wouldn't be a bad one. I'm just trying to think through the history of the Canterbury Bulldogs and if there's anyone else. Willie Tonga's another one I could pick. He obviously played for the North Queensland Cowboys, played for the Kangaroos as well. I'd probably rather have him over Nick Kotrick. In fact, I would definitely rather have him over Nick Kotrick. So Willie Tonga, he is sort of the one I'm leaning to at the moment. Bryson Goodwin's another one that I could have a look at. Ben Barber's another one I could have a look at as well. Obviously played in the outside backs, but can only really play fullback. And I've already got Nico Hines. So I don't know how much help that'd be for me realistically. I'm sort of leaning at the moment to Willie Tonga. I'm just making sure there's no one else that I could go here, and no one is really coming to mind. So I'm going to go for Willie Tonga. He will be my last pick from the Canterbury Bulldogs, who also played for the North Queensland Cowboys. All right. Let's go through my side. I've got Greg Inglis. I believe I picked him from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. I've got Brent Tate, who I believe I picked from the New Zealand Warriors on the wing. J-Moz, who I picked at center from the Dragons, partnered with Nigel Vunganar from the Warriors in the centers. Val Holmes, who I picked from the North Queensland Cowboys. 5'8 was Benji Marshall, who I picked from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Nathan Cleary.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Who I picked from the Penrith Panthers. Benji I picked from the Bunnies, but the Carb was from the West Tigers. Jason Taumalolo I picked from the Cowboys. Jaden Brayley I picked from the Newcastle Knights. Joey Tappanay I picked from the Canberra Raiders. Gifty Glenn Stewart I picked from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Isaiah Papali'i I picked him from the New Zealand Warriors. Greg Bird I picked him from the Cronulla Sharks. Brad Fittler I picked him from the Penrith Panthers. Ruben Wickie picked him from the Canberra Raiders. Glenn Lazarus picked him from the Canberra Raiders on the bench as a middle. And then Jersey 17, Cam Murray, who I picked from the South Sydney Rabbitohs card there. My extended bench, I had Nico Hines, who I picked from the Sharks as my coverage for the spine. Dale Finucane, who I believe I picked from the Melbourne Storm. Dale Finucane picked him from the Melbourne Storm. And, of course, Jersey 20, Willie Tonga, who I picked from the Canterbury Bulldogs 2004 Premiership winner. Let me know, guys, how you went with that one. It was pretty difficult. A couple of Warriors that came up there, so that would have really tested your knowledge there. I left Ruben Wickie very late. I'm sure some of you would have been pulling your hair out listening to me stumbling over Warriors and not mention the great Ruben Wickie, one of the all-time all-time legends of our game. Let me know how you went, guys. Take a screenshot in your notes. Take a photo of the piece of paper you were writing it down on, and let me know how your team went compared to mine, where I made my biggest mistake. Let me know who your hooker was, because Jaden Brayley was one of the great pains in my ass. Turned down Blake, ended up with Jaden. Don't mind it. I was hoping for a better nine, though. Really happy with that team, how it's turned out. Very good to mix the modern-day players with some of the old guys as well, and really test your knowledge.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.